radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to this debate, as it were, over the drone that Iran has just captured. And whatever method they use to capture these things, they've obviously perfected it. Because they got, this is almost showroom new. They got this one down in one piece. Not like the last one that kind of looked, they were covering up the lower parts. It kind of looked like they caved in the landing gear when they brought it down. This one they got in one piece. And the U.S. Navy is saying, no, it's not one of ours. We haven't lost a drone. Please believe us. We would never lie to you. And I want to remind you all of two times that we know of, the Navy has lied to you, rather blatantly and, in one case, pointlessly. And the first one was the explosion of the gun turret on the USS Iowa after it was being brought back from mothballs and put back into service. And the center gun on one of the turrets during training exploded, killed a lot of people. And the Navy blamed it on a dead gay sailor. Oh, he was heartbroken. He was gay. This is why we shouldn't have gays in the military. And he blew up the ship. And oddly enough, the U.S. Navy's own testing showed that the gun propellant for those battleships had been improperly stored and had become unstable. And were it to be shocked or over-rammed, it would explode. And during this one firing during training, there were only five of the propellant bags instead of the six that were supposed to be there. The new crewman over-rammed it and shoved the bags up into the shell, and it detonated. And the Navy actually built a test rig to prove that this couldn't happen, and when they dropped it, it exploded. And despite their own evidence saying that propellant was the problem, they blamed it on this gay sailor and then very quietly destroyed the rest of the Iowa-class gun propellant. And the ships have now been taken out of service again. And, of course, the big one that we're all familiar with, TWA 800, which was a 747 flying just outside an active military warning zone where tests were being conducted involving live fire of missiles for Aegis CEC. Hundreds of people all along Long Island, coast of New York, coast of New Jersey, saw a military missile rise up out of the area where the Navy was running its test and destroy the 747. And the U.S. Navy was out there saying, no, it was a spark in the center fuel tank. And so, yeah, the U.S. Navy will lie. The U.S. Navy was part of the lie about the Gulf of Tonkin that was used to launch the war in Vietnam. There wasn't any torpedo. Inexperienced sonar man heard his own ship's propellers, panicked. Message went up the chain of command. Johnson, when he went before Congress and got the escalation of the war in Vietnam, he knew there hadn't actually been any torpedo attack on the Maddox. It was just a convenient scare. Take advantage of it. Get the agenda move forward here. So, yeah, a lot of lies. We live in an age of lies. We, the American people, are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. Truth is such a valuable commodity, our government is economizing it. Meanwhile, down in Paraguay, the leader of a landless peasant movement, Vidal Vega, has been shot dead. He was involved in a land dispute with a powerful politician. Apparently he had been involved in several other politicians being brought up on charges involving land theft, land snatch, if you will. A lot of wet work going on. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And apparently too many people are asking, where's the proof regarding this Syrian chemical weapons story that's coming out of the White House? And now they're backpedaling and they're saying, well, we don't actually know they're doing it, but we have grave concerns. They might be thinking. Same thing they're doing with Iran. Iran doesn't have a nuclear bomb right now, but we're worried they may be thinking about one. And they're trying to use that as a reason to escalate the war into Syria. They've had their hired mercenaries inside Syria for 18 months. They're not able to get anywhere. The videos are getting out showing these hired mercenaries decapitating with a knife captured prisoners, murdering captured prisoners. Now they've fired a mortar shell into a school. And it's just looking horrible, and the American corporate media is trying to say, oh no, this is a popular uprising by the Syrian people who just happen to have mortars and anti-aircraft missiles and satellite radios lying around. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
I got a question. You know, since 1946, Israel was recognized by the United Nations as a country. Okay, when we're talking people who are backing them, and this is 2012, my question, number one, and then I'll leave this as that question, is who is backing them in this country? Okay, number two, my opinion is that oil is just a smokescreen in this country. What's happening to through this world right now, when the euro goes, everything gone, but will go, be gone, okay? But it's not oil, it's paper. There's paper floating around that's not worth anything, and it's going to hit the fan, and we've seen this over the past 3-4 years. Everybody's buying gold and buying silver. And the reason why is because the paper's not going to be worth anything.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you're a lot closer to what's going on than you think here. First of all, going back to the founding of Israel, the United Nations original partition plan, the United Nations original partition plan recognized two states side by side, Israel and Palestine. Israel rejected the partition plan. We're not going to go along with that. This is all ours.
Palestine, right?
Yeah, this is all ours. And how Israel came into being was not through the United Nations. David Ben-Gurion simply went out and said, I proclaim all of this to be Israel. And the next day, President Harry S. Truman, goaded by Chaim Weizmann, said the United States recognizes the new nation of Israel, and that's how it came into being. And so
The United States, see, this is what you've got to recognize. The United States recognized it, not the UN.
That's exactly correct.
Right. Okay, but what I'm getting at is the smokescreen right now is oil, oil, oil. It's not. That's not the smokescreen. What's going to hit this world in the next 3 or 4 years is not going to be oil. It's going to be paper. All this paper is coming back that's worthless. Okay.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
What it is gold and silver, and if people need to invest in gold and silver because your paper is not going to be worth anything, and as soon as the euro collapses, and I can't say, I'm not a magician, you know, but invest in something that has a backing, and then you'll see, and you talked about this before in your station, that eventually, the government will say, well, you can't have gold anymore like they did back in, what, 33?
Yeah.
Right.
And we're already seeing banks go into safety deposit boxes under very flimsy excuses. The looting has already begun. They're just trying to keep it low-key. The reason for the wars, the reason for this whole agenda against all the resource-rich areas of the world, now they're starting to do propaganda against Venezuela. Oh, they're engaging in human rights violations and so forth and so on, has to do with what's called Bretton Woods. And I've mentioned this before, but let me just give you a quick recap on what we're talking about. At the end of World War II, the U.S. dollar became the international trade and reserve currency. It took over from the British pound. That was America's price for coming into the war against Nazi Germany and saving Britain's gluteus maximus, that the pound would no longer be the international currency, it would be the dollar. And all of the leaders of the world's economies got together at this luxury resort up in New Hampshire, and they hammered out the Bretton Woods Agreement. And they agreed to this deal of using the dollar as the international trade and reserve currency on two conditions. The first was that the U.S. simply not overprint these paper notes to strip real wealth and products from the rest of the world. Okay. And the second requirement was, of course, that these paper dollars were always convertible back to gold at $35 an ounce. That's what the dollar was worth back then. So everybody signed on to Bretton Woods, and because the Federal Reserve is not part of the government and not under government control, they started printing up Federal Reserve notes with wild, reckless abandon, sending them to foreign countries to buy real goods, real services, real products, and bring them back to the United States of America. And it was America's way of imposing an imperial tax on the rest of the world. So you get into the late 1960s, and all of these other economies are looking into their banks, and they're seeing these huge piles of paper notes building up. And they start to get a little bit nervous. So in 1969, France notifies the United States government that they are going to redeem their accumulated Federal Reserve notes for the gold at $35 an ounce. And so Richard Nixon goes on TV in 1970, and he declares the end of gold convertibility. Says it's a temporary measure. Of course it wasn't. They've never gone back to gold convertibility. And basically said, we must protect the U.S. economy. Well, what the reality was, the Federal Reserve had printed so many Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. government didn't have enough gold to redeem them all. There would have been a run on Fort Knox. Fort Knox would have been empty.
Okay.
You know, what a horrible disappointment for...
I say to people right now, is take that Federal Reserve note and buy gold with it because...
Okay, Jim, can I finish the story? I need to finish the story. So following the end of gold convertibility, demand for the dollar internationally plummeted. So the U.S. government went to all of the oil-producing nations on Earth, went to all the OPEC nations, starting with Saudi Arabia, and said, we will make you a deal. If you agree to sell your oil only for U.S. dollars, we will protect you militarily from Israel. This was after the Six Days War. And so the Arab countries went along with that, and the U.S. dollar again came under international demand, because if you did not have U.S. dollars, you could not buy oil anywhere. That was called the petrodollar. And from that time to this, that is what has kept up international demand for the U.S. dollar, even though it's being printed with wild, reckless abandon. Well, after a while, and Israel started getting arrogant again, they took the Golan Heights, they went into Lebanon, constant invasions into Palestine, the oil nations of the Middle East began to realize the United States could not actually control Israel any longer. I think that's a big reason why the U.S. is standing blithely by Israel right now, is to make it look like this is U.S. policy decision. But it isn't. The instant the U.S. goes a different direction from Israel, and Israel just keeps on doing what it does, the U.S. commitment to the petrodollar is demonstrated to be completely pointless and worthless. So all these nations are starting to sell their oil for other currencies. In 2002, Iraq got permission from the United Nations to sell their oil for euros. 2003, the U.S. invades, they lynch Saddam, put the Iraq oil back on the market for dollars only. Down in Libya, 2-3 years ago, Gaddafi was everybody's friend, reformed terrorist, was doing wonderful infrastructure works in Libya. Libya was turning green with water and plants and everything. And then all of a sudden, Gaddafi says, we're going to have our own currency, a value-based currency, the gold dinar, a state bank, no private central banks. And if you want to buy Libya's oil, you'll have to pay for it in gold dinars. Invade Libya, brutally murder Gaddafi, put Libya's oil back on the dollar, give them a brand new private central bank. That's what's going on here. And so now they're going to go into Syria and do the same thing. And ultimately, in order for this to work, the United States has to conquer Iran, not just to grab their oil, but to make sure their oil is only available for dollars. Because for this dollarification plan to work, all of the world's resource-rich areas have to be brought in. It's an all-or-nothing deal. And that's why they're already talking about going into Venezuela.
And I agree with you on that. And it was 67, it wasn't 69 when Israel took over. But
yes.
What I'm trying to say is take your money and invest it in something that has a solid backing on it, not a piece of paper, because it's going to hit the fan. But thank you so much. You're a very knowledgeable person.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean...
I've only got a seventh grade education, but I'm not too stupid as far as understanding what's going on in this world. And most people need to
wake up. Well, you got a lot of common sense. You know, a school education is not the sum total of where education comes from. You know, I don't have an exactly brilliant academic career, but I have a lot of natural intelligence and a lot of common sense, and I can look at the world and figure out, you know, what's going on. Problem solving is kind of something I do very well, and it served me at NASA, it served me in the film industry, and it's certainly working out very well right now. Jim, got to let you go. We're coming to the...
I appreciate you taking your time and talking to me.
All right, that's fine. Thank you very much. We're coming to the end of the segment. We've got to take another commercial break. And... phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827. And are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435. 800-696-1435 or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are loading up. We're going to go first to Steve in, I believe it's Illinois. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
Yes, Sam. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I watch your show, and I'm going to say one thing. I am a Christian, by the way, mm-hmm. not a Jewish, but in the Bible they mention Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
Zionists are not true Jewish people, sir. They are devil people.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, first of
all, sir.
Okay, hang on just a second. You know, we're not a show that looks back to religious documents as a historical foundation, because everybody's got those and they cite them. I mean, even to this very day, Israel says the reason they have a right to the Palestinians' land, you know, is in the Bible. Now, we understand that there is no such thing as a Jewish race. The Jewish population of the world are made up of converts from other people. The Ashkenazis are descended from Central Asian Khazars. You have the Sephardic Jews, who are a combination of actual ancient Hebrew blood and Berber blood, and then later on Spanish influx. Ethiopian Jews are obviously African, so forth and so on. Jew is a religion. It's a cult. It's not a race. And Zionism is a political movement. And we understand that Israel loves to blend the line between all of these things. Israel likes to claim that being Jewish is a race when it suits certain agendas, and at other times they say, yeah, it's a religion when it suits others. So everybody's changing the definitions here on that one. So I don't want to get into screaming about the Bible says this or that person is good or bad.
Oh, it's amazing, though, how it's all how it's all coming together, sir. It's amazing. And I'd like to say one more thing. Education does not make you intelligent, sir. That's a misconception that we've been hoodwinked with now for years.
No, I didn't say that education made you intelligent. I said I was born with a lot of natural intelligence and the ability to figure things out. Okay, you weren't listening too closely. All right, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Mike. I'm calling because I'm originally from El Salvador. And,
yes.
I do recall that the United States had a lot of dealings in my country when I was younger. I didn't quite understand what the whole intricacies was behind everything. But now I find it very, very, very funny how most of the oligarchical families from El Salvador and from Central America, for that matter, they all moved to Miami and back to Turkey, where they're from. And now the Salvadoran economy is kind of tied up because it uses the U.S. dollar as its main source of currency. Now, obviously, it's the U.S. dollar is the strongest currency in the isthmus. And I was wondering, when the collapse does happen, as it's inevitable, how does the country, or how does it impact countries that use the United States dollar as their currency, such as El Salvador and Ecuador and other economies?
Well, if those countries have wise governments, those governments should be right now making contingency plans, because we can all see where this situation is heading, and they should have plans to basically introduce their own state-issued value-based currency that is not dependent on lending from a private bank, and they should be ready to go the instant they need to. We already know that Germany is printing up and warehousing Deutschmarks in advance of the collapse of the euro. So, again, these governments should be prepared to basically drop the dollar and switch over to new currency almost immediately. And again, the way you make your economy work is you do not let a private bank lend you the public currency. Your government issues it interest-free to fuel commerce. That's what worked for the United States of America prior to the establishment of the First Bank of the United States. That's what has always worked best for the people. And the private central bankers hate it. They will lie, cheat, steal, and kill to prevent nations from having their own money. Their goal is for all nations to have to borrow their currency from the private bankers, because that leads to debt by slavery, which is the new model of government. And it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right and rule by chattel ownership of your person. Anything else, Alex?
Yes, one question following that up. So the implementation of the U.S. dollar as the most stable currency on the isthmus is not an attempt at regionalizing the economy and galvanizing it, and so as to create a stronger regional dollar?
There's no question that forcing the dollar onto Central and South America is an attempt to create an American Union, but it's falling flat on its face precisely for the reason that the U.S. dollar is not seen as stable any longer. It's plummeting in value. Its value is being inflated away from all of this mortgage-backed security nonsense.
Sure. No, it's quite understandable. I've got some colleagues in Brazil who tell me that Brazil is what the United States used to be 30 years ago, where there's no...
I've heard that. Got to let you go. Got to take commercial. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. And did I not say, following Israel's humiliation at the United Nations and the loss of its victim card, did I not tell you that Hollywood is going to start cranking out Nazi Hitler movies as fast as they can to remind everybody why we must love and support Israel? Well, it appears I do understand the entertainment industry rather thoroughly, because a reader just sent this one in. Marshall Herskovitz will write and produce a drama based on the book Hitlerland. We're going to have the Nazis. Nazis here, Nazis there, Nazis everywhere. Send in the Gestapo. Predictable. Pathetic and predictable. Anytime Israel gets into political trouble, Hollywood will trot out the Nazis. Definitely going to miss that one. That stuff all happened before I was born. And I'm an old guy now. I really am. All right, back to the phones here. Jack in Cape Cod. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm a little concerned about, you know, Egypt being taken over by the Brotherhood.
Well, I'm sure they're probably very upset about the United States being taken over by the Republicans.
I'm sure. You know,
it's just a point of view. It's just a point of view.
They're under Sharia law, and the Coptic Christians are really...
Yeah, and we're under Christianity and Judaism and Islam.
The question,
you know, that's their choice. Isn't that their choice?
I know. The question
to live their lives the way they want?
Yeah, that's not the issue. The Pope is concerned about, you know, Syria and what's going to what do you think is going to happen in Syria or Iran is taken off? Do you think it will be under Sharia law?
No, it's going to be under U.S. corporate interests. That's the real goal here.
But what it will be the Muslim Sunnis that will be
the goal here is to scream Muslim Brotherhood as an excuse to go in and take over these countries. What's going on in Egypt right now is that President Morsi succeeded in defeating America's and Israel's favored candidate, who was one of Mubarak's former henchmen. And since Morsi got into office, he has become a unifying force for the Middle East, which is a political threat to the U.S. and Israel. He stood up to Israel. He stood up to the United States of America. So what we're seeing there, screaming Muslim Brotherhood, it's got nothing to do with Muslim Brotherhood. What it has to do with is this is an attempt to stage and create a phony coup d'etat from within. Same thing they tried back in Iran in 2009 and fell flat on their face. Because the U.S. and Israel don't like Morsi. He won't play ball. He won't go along with the agenda. And they're trying to basically crank up this idea that there's a popular revolution against him. And what they actually is there is a bunch of disaffected who are recruited and foreign funded to try and cause a ruckus for the media to use. It's an exact repeat of what we saw in Iran back in 2009. Morsi is putting together a new constitution and calling for elections. The protests in support of Morsi are far larger than the manufactured protests against him. And we're seeing an exact replay of what we saw with Iran, where the media is focusing on the anti-Ahmadinejad protests and not showing the pro-Ahmadinejad protests. In fact, we caught the BBC, and BBC, to its credit, acknowledged it, that they had a photo of a pro-Ahmadinejad rally, that they cut out Ahmadinejad and ran it with the caption that it was an anti-Ahmadinejad rally. And we caught them on it and busted them, and they had to print a retraction and say, yes, according to whatreallyhappened.com, we mislabeled the picture. It was an accident. We promise we won't do it again. This is an attempt to get Morsi out because he will not go along with Israel in the United States of America. They're making a big deal about how he left the palace. And there's protests outside. They're trying to make it look like he's running and he's afraid. No, he isn't. It's the end of the day. He's going home. It's all spin and propaganda to go in and basically reconquer Egypt because Egypt's democratically elected government isn't going along with the U.S.-Israel plan. Same thing that happened in Gaza. They had elections. Hamas won. Blockade, starvation, bombs, death. The U.S. and Israel only support democracy when it's democracy in favor of their interests. If somebody democratically moves away from U.S.-Israel interests, send in the bombers. That's what's going on here. We're going to go to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to respond to that caller earlier about the Zionists. So if you'll bear with me, I'll lay this out real quick, or as quick as I can, and then I'll just get off and let you take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
The number one triumph of the Zionist movement is that it invented a state or a people called, you know, Israel and the Israelis from scratch. The
yes.
first Hebrew-speaking child in 1900 years was Itamar Ben-Avi. Now, he was born in 1882. His father, Eliezer Ben-Yehuda, I hope I pronounced that correct, was a linguist, and he literally created the modern language, what we now know is their language today, by improvising from the language of the Bible. Now, Theodor Herzl, born in 1860, died in 1904, was the founder of the Israeli state. Now, he was an assimilated Venetian writer who was convinced by the Dreyfus trial in France that the Jews had to get out of Europe. In 1897, he wrote a book called Der Jude Staat, which translates to the Jewish state. And this book is what essentially gave birth to the Zionist movement. And in it was his proposal for moving Jews out of Europe into their own country. Now, mm-hmm. he did not specify where this homeland would be. He was more concerned with just getting the Jews out and getting them somewhere where they could be safe. Now, mm-hmm. he decided later on that Palestine makes most sense because that's where the so-called Jewish people originated from and exercised self-determination back in 1895.
Well, I think they should have gone along with the alternative suggestion of just giving them Madagascar because it was close enough for them to visit Jerusalem and everything and certainly would have resulted in a lot less violence. I mean, you know, you don't see lemurs, you know, leaping off onto school buses with bombs and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But the reality here is, you know, yeah, the whole idea of Israel was just concocted out of nowhere, and at the same time, they launched the counter program to say, there's no such thing as Palestine, there never were Palestinians, it's an empty land, we can just take it over, nobody's going to get hurt. All of which was complete lie, complete fabrication. You know, at this point, we don't need to go into the details. Everything about Israel and its creation is public relations. The reason for this whole, you know, Holocaust myth being kicked up the way it was. Yes, bad things happened under the Nazis, but the founders of Israel needed a public relations device that was powerful enough to convince the people of the world that what Hitler could not be allowed to do to Poland, Israel should be allowed to do to Palestine. Simply walk in and take it over for their own use. And that was when the delousing became gas chambers, the concentration camps became death camps, deaths by typhus became a deliberate extermination.
I'm not even trying to get into all that craziness. The thing is...
Okay, well, what is the point you're trying to make? What is the point you're trying to make?
Well, I was getting to that. There were Jews in the Palestine area, very small
yes.
minority. But
yes.
he also talked about maybe finding a place in Africa or the Americas if Palestine was unavailable. Now, we know if we go to the southeastern area of Russia, there's an area known as Birobidzhan. Now, it is a recognized Jewish state, and it shares its southern border with China. Now, in Herzl's ideas, a lot of people thought he was crazy. But the Jews of that time who committed to assimilation told everybody, clear and simple, that Jews are not a nation. It's a religious faith because they were of, their nationalities were French, German, Polish, Iraqi, American, and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't some imaginary Jewish nationality that hadn't existed for 1900 years. So
well,
the point that here
all, that all came out of this idea that, you know, Israel, the founders of Israel were trying to basically hijack the Old Testament as justification for what they're doing, and they were trying to basically market themselves as the inheritors of that land around Jerusalem by claiming to be the direct genetic descendants of those same people that had come out of Egypt with Moses and everything. And of course, that's complete nonsense. But that is a big part of the foundation and justification. Like I said, the founders of Israel needed a powerful public relations device to convince the world that what Hitler could not be allowed to do to Europe, Israel could be allowed to do to Palestine. And along with this horror story of the Holocaust was this idea that present-day Jews are all descended from the Hebrews of the Bible. But it's simply not true. It's just advertising.
Well, you know, they keep coming off with this, they want peace, they want peace, they want peace. But the problem is, everything they do goes contrary to that. If they really, truly wanted peace, there is a recognized Jewish state. All they got to do is go there. It's been there for 80 freaking years.
You're talking about the one over there in Russia.
Right. The problem is, they want the Israel from the Old Testament. But what they fail to recognize, and all of you Jewish-supporting, boneheaded Zionist Christians need to understand this. If you, and I'm not a Christian, but I do believe, you know, in the Ten Commandments, even though I don't necessarily buy into this poppycock that Christ was the Son of God. But mm-hmm. be that as it may, okay, if you want to go based upon your so-called great hand, you know, great Word of God doctrine, it states very clearly in there that, yes, Israel is the homeland of the Jewish people, and it is promised back to the Jewish people but they have to meet one condition first. Repent of their evil ways. They have not done this. And until they do that, if you really believe in what you so-called Christians claim to believe, you will understand that Israel has not repented of their crimes for the past.
Well, there's another point that needs to be made.
Until they do, they're not going to get their homeland back.
There needs to be another point made, and that is that if you actually read the Old Testament very carefully, it doesn't say that Israel is home to all the world's Jewish people. It specifically says it is home to the 12 tribes that followed Moses out of Egypt. Jerusalem is explicitly given to the tribe of Benjamin. And so these other Jewish groups who are not of those 12 tribes are not, under the Bible, actually entitled to anything there. Now, I didn't want to get into a whole religious situation. Everybody uses scripture to justify what they're doing. Crusades, witch burnings, pogroms, you know, all the rest of that stuff. So I really don't want to go in there because, you know, good people are going to do good things and bad people are going to do bad things. But if you need to make good people do bad things, religion is what you use to do it. I'm going to let you go here. We're running out of time, and I want to get over to Bud in Texas. Aloha, Bud. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
Doing all right.
I'm going to show my ignorance and rely on your knowledge and your experience with NASA.
Oh, you're in big trouble already.
From what I understand, they can read like a license plate from a satellite, read the numbers on it. Can they not tell where atomic energy is from a satellite?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
Okay.
By the way, the idea of being able to read a license plate from space, it's at the limit of the adaptive optics technology, and depending upon the weather, they can and they can't. It's getting really, really good. The problem with atomic energy is that the particle radiation doesn't travel an infinite distance the way light waves do. And so, especially if it's shielded. For example, if you have a nuclear weapon that's attached to the bottom of a ship's keel, 18 feet of water is about the same as 1 foot of lead shielding. In fact, in the U.S. Navy's research submarine, the NR-1, which is nuclear-powered, they got away with not using a lot of lead shielding by just making sure there was a huge gap of water between the reactor compartment and the passenger compartment. Same thing with air. The radiation only goes so far. So the reality is it's very, very difficult to scan for sources of radioactivity from orbit. Certainly can be done from aircraft. The National Emergency Search Team does that all the time, scanning cities, creating baseline maps for radioactive sources to make it easier to spot something new that shows up that ought not to be there.
It can be seen from aircraft? Since Israel is one of our partners, I guess, I'm sure that our aircraft are allowed to fly in their airspace.
Not always, no.
I was going to say, can they not see that they have nuclear weapons?
I am sure that our government knows fully well that Israel has nuclear weapons. They're just lying to us about it. By the way, if you go in and look at Israel on Google Earth, you will see that all the images are blurred. That's actually a United States law. That images of Israel cannot be shown to the American people at full resolution. And to give you a good example, go look at the Temple Mount in Google Earth and then go over to the Louvre in Paris and look at the difference in clarity. And it will just make it very, very obvious. Israel doesn't want you looking at them. The U.S. government has said, yes, master.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right, we're going to let you go. Take a quick call. Steve in Ohio. Steve, aloha. What is on your mind?
I never hear anybody say this, but the first person they call the Hebrew was Abraham, who was Abraham at the time.
Yes.
And he was a Chaldean from Ur, which is in Babylon, which today is called Iraq.
Yes.
So he wasn't a Jew. The first one to be called a Jew was Judah. When Benjamin, mm-hmm. the tribe of Benjamin and Judah separated from the other ten. and then they called the Benjamites Jews, and then eventually they called them all Jews. So it's not a nation or a race like you were saying.
No, it is a religion. It is a religion. And, most of the people, the Jewish people of the world, are converted from other races and other religions.
Yes. Hebrew means from the other side,
like the
other side of the Jordan or the other side of the Euphrates River, like we use the word immigrant.
I
am a born-again Christian. I believe in the Bible. I don't know about what's going on today with what we call the Jews. I'm wondering if they're Nazis, the ones that's actually running the country of Israel. I don't know, but...
Well, they're certainly acting like it right now, and so is the government of the United States of America. I think we've got the Fourth Reich right here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs has never seemed to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800 313-9443, adjusting volume levels here on certain things here. All righty. Now then, if you have been going along with this official story from the U.S. government that all of these wars on all of these countries all over the world have only cost about $1.3 trillion, you have been lied to. I know, big shock. Totally caught you off guard. According to a study out of Brown University, these wars to date have cost $4 trillion and are ultimately going to have 225,000 dead. Now, there's another estimate saying that civilian deaths resulting from all of these wars going back to the first Desert Storm already number in the millions. So we're getting into World War II genocide levels of death here. A little depressing there here. Great Britain's economy has headed into a double dip recession. It's official now. I imagine this must be thrilling news for all those British who are wondering why their foreign minister is insisting that there can't possibly be economic sanctions on Israel for ignoring, defying the United Nations the way it does. We have to go on sending your money to Israel. Doesn't matter how much you're starving here. People are having to make some very serious spending choices. Fuel and transportation costs are spiraling out of control, and they're having to cut back on things like clothing and shoes to pay their transportation costs, this in the middle of one of the harshest winters in recent time. For the vast majority of people living in Europe and the United States, they've reached the point where they can't pay for all the things they need to pay for. And they're having to make some very hard choices. What do they go without to put food on the table? What can they live without to get the doctor bills paid for? There isn't enough money out here for people to live their lives. It's all been grabbed by the money junkies. Down in Australia, they have cut, the Australian Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 3%, trying to counter a slowdown down there as well. Spain's jobless numbers are approaching 5 million. The French economy is starting to show signs of fracturing, apparently from their car sales. And if their car sales slow down at the same time austerity is imposed, they're going to be in serious, serious trouble. By the way, a correction to a correction we mentioned yesterday. Ford Motor Company didn't get a bailout, but they did get government-backed loans. So clear that whole mess there again. Going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.